This time of year, it's a safe bet that somewhere in the country there will be a thunderstorm, and if it gets severe enough, there'll be some property damage. But before running to the phone to file an insurance claim, policyholders might want to consider that insurance companies are using sophisticated databases and other tools to identify policyholders they think pose excessive risk. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Every year, insurance companies pay out billions of dollars in damage claims, but last year was especially bad for the industry. The events of September 11th, coupled with storms and other weather-related events, resulted in what the industry says was the second worst year on record for property claims. That and the slower economy caused many insurance companies to become more selective about whom they cover. Rob Snyder is with Consumers Union in Austin, Texas. He says he's hearing from policyholders in his area.
I think it's pretty disturbing for consumers when they find out that if they file a claim, it might be a lot more difficult for them to get coverage later on. Insurance companies are implementing new kinds of underwriting procedures, and in many cases, they're fighting consumers harder when they file claims.
The industry as a whole lost nearly $9 billion on homeowners' policies last year. 78-year-old Laverne Jakes was a customer of Prudential for 25 years before being dropped by the company, all because she filed a claim, her third in as many years, to cover damages from a storm that hit her home in North St. Louis.
In January of 2002, I received a letter that they would not allow me to have a policy with them from then on because they did not want to renew me, and they noted the reason is because of too many losses.
Mrs. Jakes says she had her roof replaced at least one other time over the 2.5 decades she was a Prudential customer, but she doesn't feel her claims were excessive. 90 miles to the west in the town of Warrington, Missouri, 61-year-old Ellen Herbel was also dropped by her insurance company, Farmers Insurance, after filing just 2 claims. One was in 2000 for a lightning strike to her home that knocked out her oven. She filed a second claim last April after a hailstorm damaged her roof. She says those were the only claims she had filed with the company since taking out her policy in 1995.
If we had filed claims for dog bites, for children falling and getting hurt, for jewelry theft, for things that we could control, I could understand. Both of these claims that we filed were acts of God. We had no control over it whatsoever.
But insurance industry officials defend the industry's more aggressive stance. P.J. Crowley is vice president of the Insurance Information Institute. He says the industry is caught in a squeeze right now and needs to use every means at its disposal to control costs.
The fact that somebody might suffer a number of claims in a relatively short period of time is predictive that those claims are going to continue in the future. And in that case, where insurers are losing dramatic amounts of money, they're going to non-renew many of those customers.
Non-renewing many of those customers, of course, means canceling them. Increasingly, insurers are using the latest technology to make those decisions. James Lee is vice president of corporate communications for Atlanta-based ChoicePoint. His company created a database that contains information on 90% of all homeowners' claims filed over the past 5 years.
The information within that database comes from the insurance companies themselves. Virtually all of the major carriers contribute information into it. So when a person moves from one insurance carrier to another, the new carrier will know what sort of claims history that individual has without giving the information directly to a competitor.
Using the database, companies can identify not only an individual's claims history, they can also tell whether a specific property has had more than an acceptable number of claims. That, in some cases, is making it harder for people to obtain a mortgage, even if their own insurance record is claims-free. There's little reason to believe the situation will be changing anytime soon. State lawmakers have taken some actions to try and rein in insurers in certain states, but in most instances, insurance companies can still drop policyholders they feel have filed too many claims. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.